I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. A Sioux City man facing charges of first-degree murder and willful injury after a double stabbing in Sioux City overnight. First responders found the victims, a 37-year-old man and 43-year-old woman with severe stab wounds. Both went to Mercy One, where the man died, and the woman is being treated for serious injuries. Their names are not being released yet. The suspect, 54-year-old Michael Landrum, was found about an hour and a half later walking near 21st and Nebraska, near the location of the suspected attack. The Sioux City Journal reports the criminal complaint says the disagreement started over a missing cell phone. This is the second homicide of the year in Sioux City. Three more people have died of complications of COVID-19 in the state of Iowa for a total of 1,211. There are more than 850 new cases for almost 73,000 in all. The state coronavirus website shows almost 40 new positive cases for Woodbury County. There have been 58 deaths. The Sioux City Community School District reports 8 new cases of COVID-19 infection from students and staff members. A news release says Siouxland District Health conducted contact tracing surrounding the 4 students and 4 staff members. Anyone with close contact will be notified. The district isn't releasing where the cases were located. However, yesterday, school officials did report that a second grade class at Nodland School in the Morningside neighborhood did move to emergency response virtual learning after several in the classroom tested positive. They are scheduled to return to the classroom on Wednesday, September 23rd. Last week, the school district reported a dozen student and staff members testing positive for the disease. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.